truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who returns Columbus Day this coming Monday. Welcome. You know, it's really sad that we never have the discussion of gun control. God, it's just, that never happens.
Thank you.
I mean, there's never a time for it with these Republicans and these conservatives and these gun nuts who believe in the Second Amendment.
Everybody just wants to bury their head in the sand.
That's right. They never want to talk about it. And of course, that's all we talk about forever. Every single time there's a tragedy. Is gun control and not the people involved. And some interesting developments happened yesterday as this continues to boil. One of them was that the NRA kind of surprised everybody by supporting the additional regulations on bump stock, the rapid fire device that the monster in Las Vegas used. The group said devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. I don't know if I've ever seen the NRA favor any sort of gun control. Maybe I've missed it, and maybe they have in the past, but this seems pretty unusual. The NRA called yesterday for regulators to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. Pretty interesting. And are they doing that so they head off some of this?
Possible.
Discussion?
That's what I thought.
They've been so badly demonized by the left, by Democrats, and blamed for virtually everything. So Stephen Paddock, the gunman in Vegas, had put these accessories on at least 12 of the rifles that he used in the attack. They typically cost less than $200. They allow almost 100 high-velocity bullets to be fired in 7 seconds.
And that's what the argument is as far as him having some kind of help, which we may never know.
Yeah.
But because those are difficult to use. You know, you have to have a little bit of practice and training to use those.
That's what everybody says.
Right.
Yeah.
So now look, he lived in the desert, right? I mean, you can go out and shoot...
You could.
Shoot bazookas off in the desert and nobody'd know it. So he could have trained out there, but we just don't know.
And they say he's been building his arsenal for decades. So I don't know if he's planned this for decades. Apparently, police have found evidence of other plans. We talked about one of them yesterday was he had booked a hotel overlooking Lollapalooza 2 months ago in Chicago, but never showed up, thankfully. And so and there was another music festival in Las Vegas that happened that he was also seemingly preparing for.
Apparently had explosives in his car.
Yeah.
I mean, so there was some sort of possibility of him thinking that he could escape during or after this shooting.
That's what they think. They think he was plotting to escape. His plan was to escape and then do more. And they're even saying that, first of all, that note that everybody was speculating was a suicide note that's in the photos of the hotel room, not a suicide note.
Right.
And so they think it might have been accidental, the gunshot wound that killed him. They think while he was moving his weapons, something went off.
I mean,
who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe angels pulled the trigger and put an end to this thing.
So,
I don't know.
Many would hope to believe that.
Yeah. It could possibly have been much, much worse than this. And if he would have escaped, who knows what he would have done. Interestingly, yesterday they continue to talk to his girlfriend, and she seems like she wants to help.
She does.
She seems like she's telling the truth. She seems like she really didn't have any idea, and she kind of assumed because before the shooting, obviously, he sent her to the Philippines. He said, "I found some cheap tickets for you to go back home." And then he wired her $127,000 and said, "Hey, here's a house. Buy a house for you and your family." So she thought he was breaking up with her, which he may have been.
Kind of was, right?
Knowing that this could happen. She also said that he would lie in his bed screaming and moaning, which leads you to believe there's some issue there.
Something, right?
Some mental health or physical
problem. And he told, apparently, it was reported that they've talked to his... And in today's world, it's not a barber, it's a hairdresser. So they talked to his hairdresser, And that
barbers person, prefer hairdresser.
I get they're calling it his hairdresser.
Okay.
All right. They talked to his hairdresser. I guess men don't have barbers anymore.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean.
And what
don't you go to a hairdresser?
No, I do not.
No.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Did his what did hair the hairdresser?
And the hairdresser
have to
said
say?
That the last time he was in, he said that he was sending the girlfriend away. He found some tickets to the Philippines. He was going to be alone for a while. I mean, I don't.
Meanwhile, in this discussion, you may have seen circulating the statistic that gun violence has taken more lives since 1968 than all of America's wars combined. More Americans have died from gunshots in the last 50 years than all American wars. And they post the figures of the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Indian Wars, Mexican War, Civil War, Spanish-American, World Wars I and II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and the Global War on Terror. All of those wars combined have taken 1.2 million American lives. According to this statistic, firearms have taken 1.5 million people. Now,
I noticed they don't. I'm getting a little aside, but I noticed they don't mention Operation Urgent Fury. The
Island
invasion,
of Spice.
The invasion of Island of Spice that
claimed to have taken
some
part
of us,
in.
Some of us were, you know,
right. No,
leading
they,
the attack on. And,
they did not mention Grenada. They did not.
Lost lives there, too.
Right.
Some brave men and women.
I think 18, right? I think 18.
You'd like to believe it was 18. It was 19, my friend. Okay.
All right. they also did not mention the invasion of Panama to get
right
Manuel Noriega.
Yeah.
So those two wars.
Those numbers add up.
So 1.53 million deaths. Now, that includes suicides, accidents, everything in the last 50 years. But what goes without notice here to the left is that so you've got 1.2 million service people, troops killed in action in all American wars. You have 1.53 million deaths by gun violence. And you have 53 million babies murdered by abortions. They don't seem to, I mean, as much as they care so deeply about human life, oh, just it hurts them to think that anyone has died at the hand of a gun. They don't care how many people have been killed by the hand of an abortion doctor. They don't care. How about 25 times the number of both gun-related deaths and death in war combined? 25 times that number. So don't come to me with your holier-than-thou look at how no Republicans or the gun nuts don't care about human life. Nah, I'm not going to play that game with you. The ones who don't care about human life are the ones who believe that taking the life of a baby is a choice. No, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. Thank you. And speaking of thanking people, have you seen the Tonight Show Thank You Hillary video that they did the other night? They had all the female writers for the Tonight Show get together and thank Hillary for whatever it was she's done. And Miley Cyrus was apparently there that
night. Oh, good. Good. That's good.
This is agonizing. Listen to this.
For being the first... Thank you, Hillary Clinton. For being the first female presidential candidate nominated by a major party. And also the first female senator of New York.
Oh.
And also the first lady to transcend first ladyhood to become Secretary of State.
What? Wow.
I guess what I'm trying to say is thank you, Hillary Clinton. For being the Hillary Clinton of American politics.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for handling this difficult transition with more grace than I ever could have imagined.
Well, you can't imagine very much grace then. if she handled this with more grace than you ever could have imagined, you've got a terrible imagination.
I mean, you need to find
need
a new
to get
gig.
Out. Yeah, yeah. You need to look at some fairy tales and develop that imagination a little bit. She's handled this worse than anybody I've ever seen. She's continually blaming something or everyone else but herself for the loss.
That being said, call me day or night and I will be there with a gallon of ice cream and two spoons to tell you, girl, you are so much better than him.
Yeah,
thank you, Hillary, for all the work you've done for public health care.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the election, I've really depended on my government-subsidized anti-anxiety medication.
Thank you, Hillary, for remaining strong and showing poise before, during, and especially after the election.
Poise.
You taught me that when dealing with a difficult defeat, it's okay to take time to reflect, set your focus on a new path forward, and maybe find a cave in the woods to scream into.
I wouldn't mind if it was a cave in the woods.
I would be happy with that. In fact, I know of a couple.
She continues to scream into microphones with cameras all around her. That's what bothers me.
Thank you, Hillary, for always sticking to the issues. Even as people criticize you for superficial things like your hair, your wardrobe, and your appearance, you showed girls everywhere that politics isn't a popularity contest.
She also showed girls everywhere how good you can look in a Mao outfit.
Right?
Yeah? That's invaluable.
Because if it were, you would have won by about 3 million votes.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton. I was with her. I'm still with her. And right now, I literally am with her.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for being someone I continue to admire and look up to, and for standing up to critics who said that a woman couldn't be president because they'd be too emotional, impulsive, and unpredictable.
Now, who said that? I never once heard that during the campaign.
No, and by the
you
way,
ever heard that?
And by the way, she isn't president.
Yeah, thank you.
So glad we didn't end up with someone like that.
Thank you, Hillary, for being a constant beacon of strength, hope, and determination for me and millions of
others. This is Miley Cyrus now, getting all emotional over Hillary.
Young women.
Embarrassing.
You've been a role model and an inspiration and a voice of reason in uncertain times.
What?
I could go on and on, but
please
I'd like
don't.
To get right to the point. Can I give you a hug?
Thank you, Miley.
Ugh.
The Tonight Show writers.
So bad.
And all of the women and young girls out there. You are smart, strong, and deserving of every opportunity. Together, we've made our voices heard, we've done great things, and we've come a long way. But as Miley would say, we can't stop, and we won't stop.
Oh, wow. Isn't that wonderful?
She is for agonizing.
Thank you,
Hillary.
Did
you believe that?
Thank you for being the worst candidate who's ever run for president.
Thank you.
And not being elected, even though everybody thought you were the absolute
lock. You were
of
in. That
all
was it.
Locks.
Even yourself.
So thank you, Hillary.
Ms. Hillary. Even yourself. And those writers, no wonder the Tonight Show is not funny.
That's for sure. That's just sad and pathetic.
Wow.
888-727-BECK. It's Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
888-727-BECK. It's Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn. He's back on Monday. Jeffy found a chilling story.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
Nobody apparently knows it.
Right. I'm surprised. I know that we had the horrific shooting in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time now that we need to start thinking about this. Police in central Wyoming say a man they arrested, and they arrested him for public intoxication.
Okay.
Whatever. But mm-hmm. he claimed that he traveled back in time to warn of an alien invasion.
Wow.
So, yeah.
He traveled back in time?
Yeah. He claimed he was from the year 2048, and that he was sent back to warn people of Casper, Wyoming, that aliens will arrive next year.
Oh, wow.
And they should leave as soon as possible.
Well, if you're an alien and you've traveled here from 100 trillion miles away, the first place you'd go is Casper, Wyoming, I think, right? That'd be your main target.
You got to start somewhere.
You take over Casper, Wyoming, and then you work your way out from there.
However, maybe it's not next year. Maybe it's the following year, because he claimed here that he was supposed to be transported to the year 2018.
Oh, wow.
Not
they sent
2017,
him back even further.
So. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how they time travel, too. And I wasn't mm-hmm. aware of this, but according to him, the aliens fill your body with alcohol.
And that sends you back?
Then you're able to be transported.
Well, if that's the case, my dad should have been transported to about 1506.
He's still drying.
A long time ago. Back. Yeah. Yeah. So
you got a couple of years.
But he wants everybody to get out of Casper?
Be careful in Casper.
Okay.
Because it's coming.
But again, you've got until 2019, not 2018, to get out.
Yeah, because, okay. Right.
All right. 888-727 back. Jeff in Florida. Hi. You're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to bring up was the talk about there being possibly a second shooter in a hotel.
Okay. Can you pick up? Can you pick up the phone?
Granted, there were two windows broken out, so could there have been? Yes. But my point is that I have a little bit of a firearm background, and the man could have very easily done this by himself with no problems. The 10 suitcases that came up, the bellman probably had them on his cart and took them up to the man's room, and put them in there and had no idea. I've heard talk about whether it was a fourth floor. All you have to do is look at how many windows. You're not shooting out of that hotel unless the windows broke out.
Yeah.
Now, they're also talking about the bump stock. I've never heard of this until this shooting happened. However, there is something called a Hellfire trigger mechanism, which does pretty much the same thing. What I'm more curious about is I saw some photos from Alex Jones yesterday, and it showed a photograph of a note with a pen by it at the feet of Stephen Paddock. I'm more curious to know what was on the note and why they haven't said anything about it.
They have. They've said things about it. They said it wasn't a suicide note. It was apparently nothing. And you want to be careful getting information from that source because a lot of it is just nonsense. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Let's go to Eric in Georgia. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Program with Pat Gray and Jeffy.
Hey, you guys. Hey. How's everybody doing out there in America?
I don't know about everybody, but we're fine.
So,
I can't account for the other 320 million.
All right. Well, I'm just checking with them. All right. Anyway, I've had so many great things to call in about, and I just had this stupid one, and I finally get through. And maybe it's not so stupid because, you guys could be in a little bit of trouble. Your music, your sad music in the background is eerily similar to the Tonight Show music in the background.
Yeah.
And I wonder if
the music that they used was theirs. We didn't supply that.
You don't notice the difference, the similarities?
The similarities between the music in the background of the Thank Hillary thing?
Yeah, versus your sad music when you do your sad bits.
Let's see.
Hold on. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you, Hillary. So it's a little bit different, I think.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so Eric, that's the sad music I use.
Okay.
And here's the Hillary bit.
For being the first, thank you, Hillary Clinton. For being the first female presidential...
A little bit different, but very similar.
It is similar.
That's a pretty good ear you've got there. It's similar.
Yeah, a little bit of music. All the stupid things I hear and want to say to you guys, and I get through on this one, and I just missed it. All right.
That was similar, though. That's a good call.
Yeah. Good call. Thanks, Eric.
I mean, she deserves that sad music, that's for sure.
It was worth looking into, though, because it is close. It's close. He's trying to save us a lawsuit there.
Right.
Which,
and plus, I mean, we want to be able to thank Hillary to the right tune.
Exactly.
We don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just throw any sad music out there. You can't just throw this out.
Right.
And say, thank you, Hillary.
Thanks, Hillary.
For being the worst candidate that's ever ashamed the Democrat Party, allowing a talk show game show host to win the election. Thank you, Hillary. 888-727 Beck. Pat Gray for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program.
Glenn Beck. is the Glenn Beck Program.
With Pat Gray today, you can check out my new show, which is Pat Gray Unleashed, immediately following this show on the Blaze Radio and Television Network. Also have Twitter now, at Pat Unleashed, and of course, Facebook. For some reason, I have competing Facebook places. You find them. Look them up. I don't know how that... I don't really know how you find a Facebook page. You can just go to Facebook and type in the name, right?
Correct.
And do the search. And so you'll see my original page and the Pat Gray Unleashed.
Correct.
So thumb up me on Facebook, too, if you would.
Yes.
And Jeffy has... Jeffy, do you have a Facebook?
Jeff Fisher Radio?
Yeah.
And Jeffy MRA on Twitter? Yeah.
Okay.
And Jeffy MRA Instagram? Jeffy MRA Snapchat?
Good heavens.
I mean,
really?
What do you want from me, Pat?
Wow. So do you, and you're pretty active on social media, right?
I Facebook and Twitter. I love Twitter.
Yeah. 888-727 back is a number.
It's a little much.
Snapchat is?
It is a little much.
Isn't that the one that goes away in about 6 seconds?
Yeah. Plus they have the thing now where you know, you hold the picture up and they put little crowns on your face and make you look like little doggies and stuff. And it's cute. And it's just, you know, my 10-year-old daughter loves it.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
No, you don't want to have a little crown on your face and snap a little picture.
Mm-hmm. Or make it look really fat because it already does, you know, so I don't need that spread out across the screen.
I thought that was a snap. That's one thing I do like about Snapchat. It's like, no, that's not really me.
888-727-BECK. Interesting comment when the president posed for a photo op with some military leaders, and he's just making small talk with the reporters who were gathered there. And this is what happened.
You guys know what this represents? Well, maybe it's the copy, but
it's Lester Stormy.
Saying, you know what this picture represents? If you can't understand it, it's like we're all here, the calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm.
What storm, Mr. President?
We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. Thank you all for coming.
So naturally, that piqued the reporter's interest, and so they asked him, what storm are you talking about, Mr. President? ISIS? North Korea? Iran? His response? You'll find out. This is one of the reasons he was elected, right? He's not a politician. He has no filter like that, like a politician would. You don't, when you've had some experience in the government, you know better than to telegraph military intervention, which may be coming. You don't want to talk about the fact that we may be having a storm somewhere on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, you probably don't. As president, you don't want to joke about it.
You know, you've got
and
the
you don't
military,
want to talk about it.
You got the military leaders there and their wives, and you're getting ready to have a little dinner, and you don't want to joke around about it.
you know, we're just about to go to war with North Korea. In fact, we're launching the attack next Thursday afternoon at 4 local time. 4 Washington, D.C. time. I don't know what time that is in North Korea, but you guys can all do the math.
You'll find out later.
And
get out
so
of here.
Will they.
Get out of here.
We're
having dinner.
That's great. But again,
come on.
Everybody was excited about Donald Trump because he didn't have the same hangups that other politicians do. He wasn't as tightly constricted and restrained as other politicians were. He could say what he wanted to. He could tell people off when he wanted to, and he didn't apologize for it. So this is what we're getting now in the presidency. 888-727-BECK. Carl in Oklahoma. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know, the Hillary thing, the Miley Cyrus thing, that'd make a great Saturday Night Live, Ski, you know that?
Yes, it would. I'm hoping that, of course, you know, these are people
that
are all sacred
page.
To them, so
yes.
I'm sure we'll never see that. But
you know, the reason I called is nobody's talking about the girlfriend and her little travels to Hong Kong and Japan. I just think it's kind of weird. So
that she traveled to Hong Kong and Japan?
Yeah, the news, it's been all over the news that they bought her ticket, or she bought a ticket. She went to Japan and Hong Kong before she went to the Philippines.
Hmm. Now, why is that?
You guys get up on that?
Maybe she knows people there. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you? What do you find troubling about that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just you think FBI would be all over trying to figure out why she's traveling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're asking because they have been interviewing her for the last couple of days. But we'll keep an eye on that. Appreciate it. Thanks, Carl. Wallace in Virginia. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir. What I haven't heard is that people don't realize is that the AR-15s in use, that bullet is supersonic. It's faster than the speed of sound. Therefore, when the shots were fired, the bullet is in the crowd before the actual sound of the blast from the window can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's giving you, it sounds something like a .22 when it goes by you. It's like a sonic boom. And therefore, people in the crowd are thinking there's another shooter because they're hearing these shots sound like they're being fired in the crowd, which is the sonic boom from the bullet. And then they hear the blast from the, you know, the 32nd floor.
Yeah.
So a reverb effect. So
echo, yeah.
That's where people are coming with this conspiracy that there's more than one shooter.
Yeah. Thanks, Wallace. Appreciate that. Cliff in North Carolina. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I've got a question about the shooter's girlfriend as well. Mm-hmm. She was talking through a lawyer. I don't know anybody that has a lawyer. Why in the world does she have a lawyer, and what kind of lawyer is he? If he's a criminal lawyer, I'd be really suspicious about her.
I know people with lawyers. Glenn Beck has a lawyer.
And if you are
wealthy, people seem to have lawyers.
Yes, and if you're being called in to talk to the FBI over something like this, you're going to have an attorney.
Yeah, because you know she's under suspicion, so you definitely want to have somebody with you who
is on your side.
Yeah. Thanks, Cliff.
I mean, a lot of people, I think, used to feel that way, but and obviously, you know, some people still do. But man, in times like that, you have to have somebody that's on your side.
If there's anybody who knows about needing a lawyer, it's Jeffy.
And at times like that,
I bow to your expertise.
When you're being questioned by the FBI, Pat, trust me when I tell you, you want someone on your side.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Dave in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Show.
Hey guys,
hey.
I was just completely under, with the whole bonfire banning. It's just crazy because if they start banning that, they need to ban belt loops and thumbs, because that's the original bonfire method that we used to use, and it's just crazy. I mean, they're going to start, regulating that.
Well, that's why I was surprised that the NRA is seemingly backing the effort.
And it shoots just as many rounds as the bonfire and then the stock does.
If you use a belt?
You use your belt loop and your thumb, and you just shoot from the hip. And it's crazy because it's the same
effect. Possible. So you could shoot off 100 rounds in a minute or whatever with using that technique?
Yep. And it would only take you maybe about 10 minutes to learn how to do it.
Wow. Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. And again, that's why, I mean, the NRA doesn't usually succumb to this kind of stuff, but maybe the pressure is so bad here, or I'm not really sure, but because they've already essentially banned automatic weapons. So I think the NRA is, maybe their theory is, well, automatic weapons are banned. We lost that fight. This turns semi-automatic into automatic fire. Maybe we allow that.
Tie that in and go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
And it does, because they're getting, they're being so demonized right now that they don't need any more of it.
Right.
It's just, it's outrageous what's being said about the NRA. In fact, Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra?
These boots are made for walking, Nancy Sinatra.
Daughter of the iconic Frank.
Who had a hit record in 1966. And we haven't seen her since. I didn't even know she was still alive, but apparently she is, because she just wished death on every NRA member.
What are there, good.
50 million members of the
good
NRA.
Good for her. Yeah, good.
She said they should all be rounded up and executed by firing squad.
Don't they use guns for firing?
Seems like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's against the NRA, it's understandable. Right?
Okay.
Bob in Pennsylvania, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Doing well.
Subject that I haven't heard anybody talk about, not on my local radio show or you guys or Hannity or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
every time anyone purchases a firearm from an FFL, Federal Firearms Licensed Individual, there's paperwork filled out. On that paperwork is all your personal information, the purchaser of the firearm, mm-hmm. when, who, what, where, when, and how,
right.
the background check, and you're saying you're not a mental detective, you're not a felon, you're not this, you're not that.
Yeah, we all have talked about that, actually. But
yeah, all the information. And the FFLs are required to keep that paperwork as long as they're in business. And if they go out of business or retire or sell their firearms business, that person still has to maintain those files for years after. Mm. And I'm holding in my hand an application, record of sale, Pennsylvania State Police, for a handgun I purchased at a gun sale, at a gun show, which is where there's supposed to be a loophole. There is no loophole unless you're an individual.
Yes.
Sell your own firearm. Right,
yeah. Right. Like if I sell a weapon to Jeffy, obviously he's not going through a background check.
Which is the only way I could purchase.
Which he wouldn't pass. So.
Right. It's the only way I could purchase. But we have talked about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we have. And so, yeah, there is a paper trail. There are background checks. These things do happen. All the nonsense that was spewed by Nancy Pelosi and others, Hillary Clinton, and everybody's alleging, they're making it sound like there are no background checks.
Right.
In probably 99% of gun purchases, there is a background check.
I realize that some people can't listen all the time, Bob, but other than that, I mean, what's your excuse? You should have known. We've talked about that. You should be listening all the time.
Every minute of every show, clearly. Let's go to Terry at Ohio. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I tell you why the NRA said what they said.
Okay.
If you remember correctly, they said, we need to look into, have it looked into as to why these are here. Well, I'll tell you why. All these devices are BATFE approved. They've been scrutinized by the government already and said, mm-hmm. these are not a machine gun. You still have to pull the trigger, and one round goes off. How you're making your finger pull the trigger is irrelevant. And that's why they said what they said, because it's going to fall back on BATFE. It's like, why did you approve this?
Yeah, and it was approved under Barack Obama. So
no. These things go clear back 30, 40 years ago.
No, there's
guy had a little crank handle.
Several stories about the bump fire thing being approved under Obama, though. And I mean,
or
there's
at least the continuation of the approval.
At least the yes, some kind of approval happened under Obama, and so maybe that's what they're hoping people will discover. Not sure. 888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program. Jeffy's here as well. 888-727-BECK. Continue to try to digest what happened Sunday night in Las Vegas and the resulting fallout, because as we all knew, we'd be knee-deep in gun control talk all week, because they never waste an opportunity to take advantage of a tragedy.
No, they do not.
And that's what they're trying to do again, trying desperately to get gun control jammed through and trying to essentially negate or repeal the Second Amendment. Mike in Georgia, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
It cracks me up. Yeah, they crack me up with that, because they're trying to get every weapon that they can. They gather up, but they won't take one illegal criminal and send him back home. Now, what makes them think they can get all the weapons, but they can't find one illegal criminal in any country, in this country?
Yeah, I mean, rule of law is critical. And whether you're talking about the rule of law from the Second Amendment or the rule of law of immigration statutes, it's critical to follow that and to be a nation of laws instead of a nation of men and their whims. Thanks for the call, Mike. Chad in Washington, you're on the Blaze. Or you're not, I guess not on the Blaze. Well, on the Blaze and
you are, but
on the Glenn Beck program. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the narrative that's going on in the media about the AR-15 family of guns and other modern military rifles, about them being designed to kill as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. Just after World War II, the world governments and military started switching from the 30 caliber, you know, like the M1 Garand and the 7mm sizes of bullets, to the 22 calibers, 223 and 556mm sizes of bullets for many reasons. But one of them was to wound the target rather than kill them, so that their comrades would have to take them off the field of combat, and you'd have to take care of them rather than just being dead. And other reasons, you know, reducing weight, making them more reliable because they're not handling as high of pressures and all of that. But it's just kind of interesting to me to hear that.
You don't want to take that talking point from them, Chad, that the only function of an AR-15 is to kill. They think they're really onto something there. Don't take it from them.
Glenn Beck.